marriage and adultery.
My brother, the Muslim scholar, you have shown in a statement beyond dispute that the paper or the marriage lines is important and is a basic thing for building a high, advanced, and virtuous community, and likewise is the veil. Would you explain to me the value of marriage and its importance in order to clarify everything?
My brother, the free, thoughtful European scholar, marriage is the originator of the first social rules because it is the founder of the family, and it is, as we know, the first link in the chains of the greater community. It is also a device for setting out a beautiful life immersed in affection and intimacy. The upbringing of boys and girls in a family milieu imbibes them with fine feelings from their first days of life and promotes in them the friendly feelings that prepare them for a future life filled with mercy and clemency. If there was no marriage, the human race would have been extinguished a very long time ago. The perpetuation of life and its continuity on this earth require the prosperity and continuance of marriage.
What is the effect of adultery and its social and individual effects?
Adultery has a very retroactive act. It is the driver of corruption in the community, the propagator of chaos, and is lethal to progeny. When a young man rushes at whoredom, he catches an axe in his both hands in order to destroy the pillars of the nation.
Do you have other examples to convince me?
Suppose that the young man hooked a girl in this errant way. He will spend a long time with her, but he will be bored of her when he sees her beauty withering in the hands of the years. He will forsake her for another woman. He will leave her at the door of aging, liable to misery and poverty. Even if she could find a job to keep her at subsistence level, what about her fate if she became ailing for work? How hard life is, how her pains are aching in deprivation of a husband and children.
What about the young man who got used to the way of adultery?
If we want to comment on the single young man who will get used to the way of adultery in his future, we shall find the desertion of marital life so as to continue all his life going on along this despicable way, and he will not cherish a family life or participate in reviving the community, and he will be liable to the diseases arising from this life. He is no more than a destroying axe of the happiness of every young woman with whom he makes illegal relation. When youth is gone and old age comes, this frivolous man will not find a supporting son beside him, and not even a beloved relative. Then sorrows will pervade him, and misery will burn him in the dark evening of his life.
But, my Muslim brother, life is long, and the door of a marriage is always open until he finds a young woman to accept him as a husband, even if he becomes 50 years old.
If he marries a pretty girl when his freshness begins slanting towards wilting, after a long time spent in the arms of prostitutes, no wonder he seeks a good-looking woman. But this tender woman he chooses, being in her prime of youth, will not be happy in his company after he has passed a long course of his life.
Please, explain more to me.
A charming, beautiful wife will not like to live with a husband in the evening of his life. Her eyes will look for men of better health and who are younger than him. And all of a sudden she will walk into adultery to bring forth illegal children for her legal husband. If this father dies, the illegal brothers will share the inheritance with their legal brothers from the mother's side. Thus corruption will prevail in this miserable, shattered house.
What about the wife, if she was virtuous and accepted her husband and sufficed herself for the legitimate marital life rather than a sinful one?
If that young wife could restrain the caprice of her sexual desire, and she forbore herself and did not follow the road to prostitution, her aspirations will remain suppressed and her spirit covered in sorrows. Suffice it to say about the ruination that befalls the children of that family due to the fragile sentimental relationship between the father and the mother, they will inherit feeble formation, which I shall elucidate after a while. Thus, life will never be serene for the adulterer and the adulteress, even if they enter a legal marital life. Ennui and boredom will spread over a life covered with sorrows, and their cauterized hearts will have been spoilt by sin and smeared by crime. This is the destiny of adultery. It is the cause of misery for both sexes in their future life. It is the attenuation and annihilation of the offspring, the extirpator of virtues from the horizons of life, and the eraser of happiness from the pages of life too. Any aggression on honor is accompanied with an aggression which covers all other social affairs. How wide the difference is between the results of marital life and the life of adultery and sin. In the former, virtues thrive, and fine feelings grow, and the atmosphere is saturated with harmony and sympathy. While in the latter, the instincts are in control, and man is degraded to the level of an animal. The instincts will dispel the upper humane affections, and there will be a gloomy future, void of the sympathy of relatives and the help of progeny.
I've discovered problems I have never thought of all my life until you explained to me their wisdom concerning the veil in marriage and the way of sin and its clear effect on the social and the individual level. What about the unveiling of the face?
The unveiling leads to the deterioration of the community in the direction of vice. It contains the breakup of the ties of the family life. It is the cause of weakness of progeny formation and the sewer of alienation, dissension, and severity in the home and for its youth. Finally, unveiling eliminates satisfaction from the spirits of the people, and it evokes their discontent. And under the shadows of discontent, nothing grows save human misery and social suffering.